page 123. Lesson D. Artistic fakes. 3. Listening. Fakes of art. A. Listen to a radio profile of artist John Myatt. Why is he no ordinary artist?
Our special segment today is called Fakes of Art. It's an in-depth look at the world of fake art and how some people make a lucrative living from it. Michael Simmons brings us this report.
John Myatt is a successful painter, but he's no ordinary artist. He paints in the style of other world-famous artists. One of his early collections, a series of watercolors painted in the style of the famous French artist Monet, sold out in less than 2 months. But the story of his life is a fascinating one, and the road to his success as an artist is quite unconventional. It's a case of truth being stranger than fiction. Myatt's first taste of success came with a hit song he co-wrote in the 1970s. It was called Silly Games, and it went to number one on the UK charts. But that success was short-lived, and he soon found himself in desperate circumstances when his wife walked out, divorcing him and leaving him with 2 young children to support. As an art teacher on a fairly low income, he needed to find a way to earn a better living, but also be able to work from home and take care of his small children. Myatt placed an advertisement for his work in a magazine, offering to paint fake works of art for a fee. It soon became a business, and a legitimate one at that. Myatt made it clear that his works were entirely fake. It wasn't until some years later that things went terribly wrong. Myatt had become involved with a business partner who found buyers for his works. One day, this partner told Myatt that an auction house had been taken in by one of his pieces of art and had sold it for more than £25,000, around $40,000. Myatt received payment for the work, which to him was a huge amount of money. With a young family to support, Myatt needed that money. And even though he was uncomfortable with being involved in this business, he continued to paint and his business partner continued to sell. Over 200 paintings are believed to have been sold in this way. Eventually, he stopped. But 2 years later, the police became involved and an investigation began. After 4 years, Myatt was sentenced to 12 months in prison. A lenient sentence because he had helped with the investigation. He said he would never paint again, but a police investigator, who had become a close friend, persuaded him to take up painting again. Myatt has gone on to become a fine artist in his own right, running a very lucrative and legitimate business.
John Myatt's work is documented in a book and a movie. Read more about his story online at